Now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the final Friday of the high school football season. Tonight, many teams are getting ready for the playoffs, while some teams are still fighting to get into them. I'm Eric Fry, joined by Lane Blickham and Todd Stapleton, as we preview all of the area games, starting with the South Central Conference. And for that, we go to Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Eric. Taking a look at the South Central Conference, the Vandals will be at home to finish up the regular season at 7-1. The Vandals are in the playoffs. They will take on their longtime rival, the Greenville Comets. Greenville comes in playoff eligible at 5-3 on the season. Big factor for the Vandals. The Vandals have a 17-game losing streak against the Greenville Comets. Vandals' last win over Greenville came in 1999. It'll be the Vandals hosting the Greenville Comets tonight, 7 p.m. We'll have the game for you on 107.1 FM WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com. Other games around the South Central Conference. This one still has implications on who wins the conference. Pena at 7-1, coming off their loss to the Vandals last Friday night. They'll be at Hillsboro. The Hilltoppers are 6-2, and they are into the playoffs as well. Litchfield is 0-8 on the season. They will be at 7-1. Carlinville to finish off the regular year. Piesaw Southwestern 3-5 on the year. They will be at 2-6. Roxana 1-7. Staunton, they will be at 2-6. Gillespie. So it'll be Greenville at Vandalia tonight. Litchfield is at Carlinville. Pena is at Hillsboro. Southwestern will be at Roxana. Staunton will be at Gillespie. If the Vandals, Carlinville, and Pena all win tonight, they will all be in a three-way tie for the South Central Conference title. That's a look at the South Central Conference for tonight. I'm Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Todd. Now let's look at the Effingham area. The Effingham Hearts were eliminated from a playoff spot last week with a tough 21-0 loss at home against Mount Zion. Even though Effingham has been eliminated from the playoffs, they can still play spoiler tonight as they host 5-3 Mahomet Seymour. Last year, Effingham was in the exact same position, and they defeated Mahomet to eliminate them from the playoffs. The Hearts will look to be a playoff spoiler for Mahomet once again this year. Effingham against Mahomet can be heard on 105.5 and 100.5 Jack FM. In other area action, the Cumberland Pirates have already qualified for the state playoffs after winning the conference championship last week. Effingham won the conference title by beating Villa Grove 44-0. Cumberland now heads to Argenta in what could be a preview of week one of the state playoffs. Argenta is coming off their first loss of the season last week against Decatur Lutheran 34-24. According to some projections, these two teams could meet in the first round of the state playoffs next week. Cumberland will look for their sixth win in a row to be 6-3 on the season. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. on WCRA 96.3 and 99.5 FM. Now, with a look at the northern portion of the listing area, let's go to Lane Blickham.
Thanks, Eric. Let's go to the Mattoon Green Wave, who will try to clinch a playoff spot tonight when they take on the Marion Wildcats. The Green Wave put themselves in this position with a big win over Taylorville last week, 31-27. Here's head coach Troy Johnson following that victory.
Every play is important. Every single play. Every series is important. Because when you're playing a team like this, it has the ability to score, you know, at any time. You know, we got to be on point. You got to be there. And I just thought our kids did a great job. You know, late in the game, we weren't tackling well, but then came back and did a great job on that last series.
That 31-27 win over Taylorville gave Mattoon its fifth win of the season. A win tonight over Marion would clinch that playoff spot.
Well, to be able to stay on the roll and work into the playoffs, I think, is important. Hopefully with five wins you get in, but you don't want to just be hoping. You know, and I'm sitting back here, you know, as the year went on, I mean, we were 1-3, and I'm sitting here going, this is one of the best 1-3 teams I've ever had. You know, I mean, these kids are really pretty good football kids, and I want people to know that, and I want to get them in the playoffs and just to prove to some people that we're better than 1-3 at the beginning. You know, and these kids have done a good job of coming back. We got a great senior group, love them to death. They've worked hard, and so next week we'll get back to work and hopefully get a win at home on senior night.
So at 5-3, Mattoon looks to clinch a playoff spot. Marion, tonight's opponent for the Green Wave, they're 4-4, so they need the win to become playoff eligible. Matt Toon hosting Marion tonight on 101.3 WMCI and MyRadioLink.com. Elsewhere in the Apollo, Charleston takes a 3-5 record to Highland, where the Bulldogs await with a record of 7-1. That game can be heard on Victory 103.9 and online as well at MyRadioLink.com. Mount Zion 7-1 will travel to Rantoul 0-8 tonight, and Salem 1-7 takes on Freeburg at 2-6. In the Central Illinois Conference, Clinton is 3-5. They'll travel to winless Meridian tonight. St. Teresa 7-1 is at Shelbyville 6-2. A couple of playoff-bound teams will square off this evening in Shelbyville. Central A&M 3-5 is at Warrensburg. Latham 5-3 as the Cardinals try to clinch a playoff spot. They're eligible already. Tuscola tries to cap an unbeaten regular season. They'll travel to Sullivan-Okaw Valley, where the Redskins are 3-5. In the LOVC, they will crisscross their divisions to finish out the regular season. 5-3 Oblong needs a win to clinch a playoff spot, but they'll have a tough task at 6-2 Arcola. Cumberland 5-3 at Argentina Orienta 7-1. Villa Grove Heritage is 3-5. They travel to Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond, a record of 2-6 for the Knights. 1-7 Martinsville is at Cerro Gordo Bimenta, 2-6 record for the Broncos. LSA 8-1 defeated Palestine Hudsonville 1-8 in a forfeited game this week. The Tri-County Titans are 2-6. They travel to Sangamon Valley at 5-3. That game can be heard on Classic Rock 92 on the Axe and online at MyRadioLink.com. Should be a fun way to finish out the regular season. I'm Lane Blickham for the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show.
Thanks, Lane. Now with a look at some other games around the area. Starting in the Apollo Conference, it's 7-1 Mount Zion heading to 0-8 Rantoul. 1-8 Salem hosts 2-6 Freeburg, and 6-2 Taylorville hosts 5-3 Bethalto, who are needing a win to guarantee a playoff berth. In the Little Okaw Valley Conference, it is 1-7 Martinsville heading to 2-6 Cerro Gordo. 5-3 Oblong, in need of a win to keep their season alive, heads to 6-2 Arcola. 3-5 Villa Grove heads to 2-6 Arthur Lovington, and Decatur Lutheran improved to 8-1 on the season as Palestine forfeited their game against Decatur Lutheran. In Little Illini Conference action, 6-2 Flora hosts 4-4 Red Hill, who needs a win to get into the playoffs. 4-4 Olney, currently the last team projected to get into the playoffs in Class 4A, will travel to 1-7 Casey. 7-1 Marshall will travel to 3-5 Lawrenceville. 2-6 Paris heads to 8-0 Newton, and 1-7 Robinson will host 0-8 Stanford Olympia. In Central Illinois Conference action, it will be 3-5 Clinton traveling to 0-8 Macon. 7-1 Decatur St. Teresa heads to 6-2 Shelbyville. 5-3 Warrensburg, needing a win to guarantee a playoff spot, will host 3-5 Mohiqua, and 8-0 Tuscola heads to 3-5 Sullivan. Well, that will do it for the final pregame show of the regular season. For Lane Blickham and Todd Stapleton, I'm Eric Fry, saying thanks for listening all season long, and enjoy all the great football action tonight.